A little after 3 o'clock that afternoon, Ben Toy sat beside the slightly younger Wynn in the crackling red leather seat of an Olds 98. Toy was thinking that his mind was going to snap, crack like somebody's backbone. The shiny black sedan was parked in bright sun in a Flushing junkyard near LaGuardia Airport. It was all flat, baking weeds over to dismal, sagging high-risers a mile or so away. Harley Wynn kept saying that Berryman was late. 5 minutes late. 10 minutes late. 15 minutes late. A white Chevy came barrel-assing down the dirt road leading into the junkyard. He was doing 70 or 80, then it skidded and U-turned. Kids. Joyriders. You see, Tom Berryman is real concerned with his own safety, Ben Toy explained to Wynn. He's a real brain. Takes zip chances. He's obsessed sometimes. But he'll be here. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Wynn had his arm across the back of the leather seat and he was looking off at the apartment building. His head was at a good angle for a portrait. He was showing his nice white teeth just right. I'm sure Berryman doesn't take chances, he said. The two men were sitting around talking like that. And then Ben Toy very suddenly reached out of his jacket and shot Harley Wynn in the side of the forehead. The action was completed totally on impulse. Toy kept saying now, 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 now. And when it felt real, when he believed it somewhere in his body, a small black .38 caliber flashed out. The trigger snapped back. The sound was deafening, a sound Toy would never forget. Pink flesh and blood splattered onto the vinyl roof and the windshield. Wynn's head went out the open window and hung there. Toy left the Southerner spread-eagled across a pink-flowered box spring in the junkyard. His blonde hair wasn't even mussed. Before driving away, Toy had the presence of mind to fire a second shot into the back of Wynn's head. That second shot distorted the handsome face considerably. Because of that second meaningless bullet, the evening papers in New York reported the killing as gangland style. No identification was found on Wynn. No one claimed the body until November. By that time, it was hopelessly lost in Potter's Field. New York simply sent a large skeleton down to Tennessee. Directly after the shooting, Ben Toy called Berryman to tell him it was done. Then Toy spent 4 days in Millhouse Sanitarium in upstate New York. He barely spoke to anyone at the private hospital, especially the doctors. He sat around a sunny parlor overlooking the Hudson River, and whatever he was feeling got worse. Toy thought he was the only person at the hospital who wasn't drying out, who wasn't getting B-12 shots. He was also the only one hallucinating. One afternoon he heard a black woman's voice that announced it was James Horn's mother. One night in his room he heard his father's voice and saw flashes of light outside his window. Very confused in his mind, he walked off to get a drink one afternoon. He strolled down a country road with farms and seminaries all around. He eventually called Reva Balmwell from a tavern under Rocky Mountains over the Hudson. I told Tom I wouldn't be able to kill anybody, he said. I was right. I was right this time. That fuck thinks anybody can do it. Shit, everybody isn't built that way. Jesus Christ, I'm hearing voices, Reva. He almost started crying over the phone. He was losing control, and it was horrible. One message at a time, Dr. Balmwell said. What's kill? Hurt someone, you mean? Hurt who, Benjamin? Hurt yourself? Hurt me?